Well, we've interrupted our regular programming for the breaking news, which is an update on what's going on with the Viva Palestina convoy. At this point, there's a trickle of the convoy passing through the Rafah border, but let's find out exactly what's going on the ground. We're going to go to the Gaza side of the Rafah border and first establish contact with our correspondent, Yusuf El-Helou. Yusuf, why don't you tell us what's going on there?
Hello, am I on air now?
Yes, you are, Yusuf. Go ahead. If you can tell us what is going on the ground. We hear that they're allowing in some of the convoy to pass through from the gates of Rafah.
Yes, Kavi, that's true. The first delegation of the Viva Palestina 8 convoy has already crossed into Gaza about 5-10 minutes ago. About 20 vehicles laden with the humanitarian aid supplies, the Turkish delegation has crossed into Gaza, and the rest of the convoy is expected to arrive very soon. Now, as you can see, these buses actually carrying the stranded Palestinians who are were stranded on the Palestinian side, on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing. These buses carried the passengers from Gaza and from Egypt into Gaza. Egypt has opened the Rafah border crossing temporary for 3 days, and today, the focus now on the Rafah border crossing. Earlier in the day, clashes broke out between Egyptian security forces and the Egyptian and Palestinian protesters, and as a result, 35 Palestinians have been injured and two seriously wounded. The Interior Ministry called on the Egyptian side to investigate what happened, and they said that they will investigate what happened. The situation is calmed down regarding that, sad event. Now, the focus here on the Rafah crossing, the rest of the convoy should cross very soon here. And we know that they were stranded on the Egyptian seaport of Al-Arish, about 30 miles away from Gaza. And last night, scuffles broke out between the members of the convoy and Egyptian riot police. And as a result, about 60 members of the convoy were wounded. The main obstacle is that the members of the convoy, they were demanding the release of some 60 members who were detained or arrested last night. And the issue of the 60 vehicles has been resolved. Now, the convoy members, they decided to send the 60 American 4x4 Toyota Jeeps to Syria. This was the main problem, and it has been resolved so far. They will stay in Gaza 48 hours. They will hand over the aid to the local authorities in Gaza. Most of the aid is medical supplies, medicine and other goods, electric chairs. So the first delegation is crossing to Gaza, including five Turkish parliamentarians. They will tour some of the devastated areas in Gaza, and they will stay, as I mentioned, 48 hours. There is wide media coverage, but we in Press TV have been following the path of the convoy since the very beginning, and our colleagues Hassan Ghani and Nada, they should be here very soon. George Galloway has already said that he's planning to send a fourth convoy, as led by Venezuelan President Chavez. So they said that what they faced from obstacles on the Egyptian side will not deter them to send more convoy, more convoys until the Israeli siege is totally broken. Of course, such convoys are somehow will alleviate some of the suffering. They wish that the Rafah crossing remain open all the time so that they can come, anytime they wish, since it is an Egyptian-Palestinian crossing. Of course, we know there is widespread anger and despair and frustration on the part of the Palestinians of Gaza and the members of the convoy from the way how the Egyptian authorities delayed their entry into Gaza. So, yeah, as I mentioned, we should expect the arrival of the rest of the convoy, about 500 members from more than 14 countries. They will arrive very soon, and they will receive a hero's welcome here.
Okay, Yusuf, let's try to get an idea of basically what is going on regarding what we're seeing. As we understand, the convoys are coming through, and please jump in and correct me, but they're coming through in bits, in numbers, not all at once. Is that the case? Are all the convoy, cars and trucks, et cetera, going to come, which we understand are 200 in total? And overall, what's the duration of time that we're looking at for the this Rafah border crossing to be opened to let the convoys in? Give us a scenario of that, if you can.
If I understood your question, it's a bit noisy here. The number of the members of the convoy is about 500, and most of them, they will cross into Gaza here. I mean, the crossing will stay open until all of them they cross into Gaza. At the beginning, 2 days ago, Egypt has refused entry to some of the members of the convoys, and they detained some of them. But the Egyptian authorities, they said that they welcome the convoy, but last night, George Garawi was angry from the way his members of the convoy were treated. Scuffles broke out, and they were besieged in the compound. So the crossing will remain open until all the members of the convoy cross into Gaza.
Okay. Okay, Yusuf, we're going to ask you to stay with us. We're going to cross on over to Al Arish and have our correspondent Hassan Ghani join us. And Hassan, if you have us, why don't you tell us what is going on? At least it is good news that we're seeing these trucks pass through into Gaza after their long journey. But tell us what you have on the ground there.